Beginning current daf, Masechtas Yuma daf Tezayin. Begin on the days. Begin Tezayin. That's the beginning words of the Gemara. Menal Shulchan Nois Lenanos and Dalad. So we're middle going through the dimensions over here, and we're going from south to north. We're saying that between from the tables to the small little pillars are four amas. So Tezayin, it's a wonder because it's not Masechtas. We're learning from Masechtas Tamid. The Perakam Alamamun and Dav Laman Beis. Basement Bechayim. Hoyin Tzvenchem as Beach. The butcher house was where they would butcher. Wasn't the house, but the area was to the north of the Mizbeach. Va'olav and on it, meaning near it, was Shmayin Amudim. Now Nosin B'chulu was eight small pillars, etc. Out until where it says over there Shabhan Toilin, where that's where they would hang Mavshitin and they would skin it Al Shulchan Shal Shayis on these marble tables Shabhan Amudim, which were between the pillars, and that's where the steer is from. Because it says Va'achemashim here it sounds like Shesh Rebbech Dal Ramis Beinayin that actually there was a space between the table. And the pillars a distance of four amas, and definitely it wasn't amongst it. So that seems to be a stira. And that's the situation. What you could say is that, honey, the tables that we're mentioning over here, that there was a space between them, achrin, and there are different tables than over there. Honey, dahasim, those that were mentioned over there, the mesechtes tamid, those that actually, they were under bin amudim. They actually were between the pillars. Shabahen toil mafshidin, because those tables were used for hanging and for skinning. And because you hang it and skin it from the pillars, and the animal was laying as you hung it and you skinned it, al hashulchanas, on these tables, kadesh leite in the kres, like a bekaka, that it should drag on the ground. Yet, the hani dahacha, that we're mentioning over here, the hainu, cheshulchanas, shalshayas, these eight tables of marble, the omen perik, lahayim kaibsin, that it says in Tamid of Laman Alvam Beis, they were used for other things, that's where they would wash the intestines, and those were at a distance of Dalai Lama's. But since there's Miyakasha, but there's a difficulty, because the Perkloi Kavshin, but then Tamid on Tznan, not Mishkab, but in Amar Alav, it says, Akravayim Medich Maisam Bimu'utan, that the intestines would be washed on the Mu'utan, which is many interpretations of what that means, either means a small table, but it's Al Shulchan Shoshayish, on these marble tables, Shebein Amudno, is between the pillars. So Amad Dehani, so we see that even these tables that you wash the intestines, Nami Bein Amud Mahavikami, there was also between the pillars, not like we're saying that it was a distance to Adal Amas. Me, however, Riber Baruch Garas, Hossam, he's Garas over there, is Bimu'uta Shal Shachana Shabbesim of Lechayim, that in the smaller table of the tables, that was in the area of the butchering, and not that it was Bein Amud. But Inam Yeshlam, or another person that says, what you could say is that, no, Avad Bishay Ruchayim Dal Amas, although that it was, as we said over here, a distance of Dal Amas, Karaleh Ben Amudim, it's called over there between the pillars, because Va'av Bishay Ruchayim Dal Amas, although it is a distance of Dal Amas, but Lahoy Behem in the Gres Ba'aretz, it was close enough to be called between it, to function as when you used it over there, that it didn't drag on the ground. Shagofa Behem Akadu, because the body of the animal is large, and it reached the tables, even when it was hanging from these small pillars. When they would carry the lambs of the Karmat Tumah on the camels, so in the Gram Baruch, they would drag on the ground because they're so big, and therefore it was still considered Bein Amudim, even though it was at a distance of Dal Ramas. So Taisim Matzasi B'Taisim Tumah says, I found this in the Taisis of Masechtas Tumah, that Yisrael Gabbein Rebbe Baruch, because that's all that Rebbe Baruch wrote on Masechtas Tumah. Tinnik says, Mazda begins with the Gemara, Ruba the Mizbeach, majority of Mizbeach, but Darmkai was in the south. So Taisim Mashapirish Rashi. This Rashi explains, according to his teachers, that if the Mishnah is not going according to Blaz Ben Yaakov, that which is then Shalamala Mechnisa Saseiver, and above the gap, the indentation of the Saseiver, Magula Mipesach, then you have it uncovered from the opening, you have Beis Amis L'Rechava Pesach. You have two Amis, and that's what we're saying, that seemingly has to be like a Blaz Ben Yaakov, because if not, then you have these two amas along the width of the opening. Chatzi amah b'gayvai, a half amah in its height, by two amas in the width. So, says Taisis, so that couldn't be like a mute. That's going to be like a blessing. So, Taisis, in the Tmua, don't wonder, lama l'pirish, why didn't Rashi explain? L'malam k'nisis ha'yisayd. We're saying it goes all the way to the, if you count the whole mizbeach, which includes the yisayd and the side, it goes all the way to the, literally to the doorpost of the heichal on the right side. So why are you counting what's above the Yisayid and the Saiviv? Count already just from above Mechnis HaYisayid. Miyad Megula HaPesach Amah. You already have not just a height of a half Amah, you have a height of a full Amah above the Yisayid. By that area of a height of five and a half, that gap of the width of an Amah, you have already a height of five and a half Amahs that's revealed. So why are you waiting to mention regarding that which you have been less of a height if you count it only from above the Soivet. And now we continue to top of David Zion. Says Tyson, no, because I didn't even. No, actually, the truth is like it's like the way Rashi says it. The reason for that is because the Hasam Lemischazi Pisra, that opening that you have by the Mizbeach, you actually cannot see that opening, even though the Mizbeach is not blocking over there. Machmas Yudbe's Malice, for the other reason, because the 12 steps should be in the Ulam Mizbeach, that's between the antechamber and the Mizbeach, which that goes up until the height of the Saiviv, which is also a height of 6 Amos. So that's where actually picked specifically above the Seivim, because those steps are 6 Amos high. They end right with the indentation of the Seivim, which also 6 Amos from the ground. The only thing we could have the option of saying that according to you'd be able to see would be above the Seivim, not above the Seivim. Then to continue, this Rashi asks, why did Megumar answer and say, wait a second, how do you know like a Yehuda? Maybe the Shulchan is Bechlan and us, and maybe the tables are included in the area of the small little poles. And then when we split the remaining 25 Amos, which are not counted in the 135 that we mentioned. Yud Beis and Mech to be in the campus, because we have 12 and a half between the ramp and the southern wall. Vashal the Shulchan, the rest goes to the tables. Imkein, have an Ein Dal Mech, so therefore comes out that you have... together with the length of the Mizbeach, 74 and a half, which reaches up until the end of the opening of the Hegel. So it comes out, that no, even according to Yehuda, you don't see the opening of the indentation that would leave the gap of the on top of the Yisrael and the Seivim. So that's what Rashi's question was, that, oh, wow, what do you mean? According to Yehuda, we also have an option. I don't know what forced Rashi to interpret Shasefa Maksha that the Gemara was asking Mahana Beis Amos. As he said, as we just explained why he didn't ask about that one Amma, but even from those two Amas, that we have an indentation, and if he asked what he asked, and wait a second, based on that, we can explain the Mishnah according to Yehuda. So it says, I don't understand what forced Rashi to give the interpretation, to then ask him that interpretation. Can I explain the Gemara is asking very simply? For Behuda is the Mizbech Mamut, so we know Behuda says the Mizbech is in the middle, that we know he's quoted exactly. For Stamata means it's less than Mamut, and the anonymous Mishnah means doesn't hold it was in the middle. Well, the Chalapach is Ruben Vidorm, at the minimum, it was the majority of it was in the south. Mimkin Stamata means it's still like I say, so this is, that's it, enough. The anonymous Mishnah means it's not like him. Why do you have to say it's based on the calculation of the two Amos over there? And if you're trying to say, according to Yehuda, you could also have that block, but that's not the Vart. The Vart is that it's not Be'emta, and it's at least the majority Midar. And V'hod Masik, and this is what the Gemara concludes, El Shema Minerva, Lezmi Yaakov, Yidam, Kol B'dar, that he says it's all in Dar. So that's what bothers Taisis. Now then Taisis asks, essentially, he says, and V'loi Kamina, we don't say the Mesnit Namidis, Svirle, oh, you know what the time Mesnit Namidis? He holds that, yeah, the majority of it is in the south. That's why the eastern wall had to be low down. The opening, because when you say Shud Beis Amos and Mechza, at the 12 Amos and a half, that was between the ramp and the wall. And if we would say like that, then you wouldn't have proven that the Tesis Kribbel is Rechel is Rebel is Vinyak, because you could say that it's Ruba Bedarim, and again, that it'd be blocked. So how do you see the Kribbel is Vinyak? Unless it says there's something you can say is no. We're only finding 3 different opinions that in disagreement regarding this topic. That is, there's an opinion that holds that it's all in the north, the Mizbeah, meaning from the midpoint, which is in the middle of the Hegel, and onward to the right. There's those who hold it's all in the south, all on the left. Then there's those like Rebbe who holds in the middle. Now, and since that Mishnah, you can't say it's like the one that holds all in the north, like we went through the calculation for sure, at least most in the south or whatever. And we just proved, as Tosafot said, can't be like Yehuda says it's in the middle. So we can't just make up on our own a fourth opinion in this dispute and to say, oh, I'll tell you the time the Mishnah holds Rubi Bidar, most in the south. And that's not good. So you didn't prove like a Bazman Yaakov because it doesn't have to be all in the south, it can be most in the south. So it says, keep the last Khantan Namach, and General Van Tamling says that, and the Karaka Bazman Yaakov, that's what the Gemara says, and obviously Bazman Yaakov, but then it says it's all in the south. Now, Taiz Kadiz in Mashavir Rashi, this Rashi says a different interpretation than the Gemara. Then when it says in the Gemara, Haman Rabbi Hudi, who is this Rabbi Hudi, it's actually going to Koyach Ahud Tum, it's actually going on the Tanem Mesethus Tumit, which disagrees with the Mishnah Mesethus Midas, and we're coming to explain who's that anonymous Tan over there to resolve, let's say, oh, it's not a steer, it's a machlikas. So it says, first of all, in the lashon mashmakin, the word doesn't sound like that because the hachiyav lemei, but then it should have said matana tamed. Who's matana mishnah b'sef tamed? Rabbi Yehudi. But only more of a lashon habmani Rabbi Yehudi mashma. The koyach hach tesalgan. It sounds like what we were just talking about before, which is the mishnah b'sef tamed is regarding all the walls. But more of a says takes another point. Kim lashon lishnoiya, since it's only coming to answer like tikshay, they shouldn't ask tamed the tamed the midah is. Oh, that what do you do with the non mishnayis and tamed and midah? That shouldn't be a contradiction. We're coming trying to say Rabbi Yehudi ahi that tamed is going in the mishnah b'sef tamed. And the Ein L'Kach Log Mekabe say, but you don't have the ability and any proof to say that it's like him. El Mishum Nashikhan the Polygam Midas, only because he disagrees with the non Mishnah Mishnah Midas. So then Tfeha Benichel Meimah, then you're better off saying, Mida Ashkam Rich Perikajkum, because you find Zavachon Nevin Lachaz Mabezis Tamad, the Tamad Koi Kasavara. We find that non Mishnah Mishnah Tamad holds Mizbech Mamutsuk, Kabuda holds that Mizbech is like a Buddha. But like Mizbech Yakub, the Sabbath Kulub Namkai, and not Mizbech Yakub holds it's all in the south. So that would have been an easier and more explicit proof instead of saying the way, according to Rashi, what the Gemara he's saying is trying to say. But kosher, another difficulty says Tais is Lema Abishalhi, I hear the Tamid. If that's what really coming to say that Hamani is going on the Mishnah Mesech this Tamid, who's the anonymous Mishnah, then should have said Abishal. Like Tais had proven in the previous Diri Maskum, and if you dial on the base of Masklahi, the Stamid the Tamid, the Polygon Stamid the Yuma, Abishalhi, who's the anonymous Mishnah Mesech this Tamid that disagrees with the Stamid of Yuma? It's Abishal. So why are you saying that it's Rebuda? Boy, moreover, is according to Rashi, you have to delete from the text. Because Mechol Sram Gars B'Maskana, according to old text that like we have in now Gemara, the Girsa, in the conclusion is, Allah Shema Menor, let's be Akbe Shema Menor, which according to Rashi, that's not the point. We're not going on Midas, that who's the Tana, we thought it's Rebuda, and we're saying it's Rebuda. According to his teachers, or it's quoted as he saying this, that it's actually Mesechta Tamid, and that has nothing to do with Rebuda. So there was two different interpretations in the Gemara. When we say Haman Rabbi Yehuda, according to the teachers of Rashi, it means on the Mishnah the second is Midas, which like Rabbi Yehuda who holds the Mizrach was in the middle, they were covered the Pesach Lehechel, and that's why he needed the eastern wall to be lowered down. Or like the way Rashi is introducing that he says that no, it's actually going to Mishnah the second is Tamid, which I could talk about regarding the placement of the Lashachis, which regarding that we had a Stira, and we say, oh, who's the Tamid the second is Tamid? That's Rabbi Yehuda who, and therefore that's not a Stira, it's rather a Machlokes. And Tosafot had those difficulties in saying that it's going on the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid.